And now we're going to head back to the Middle East and talk about the ceasefire negotiations going on among the U.S., the U.N., Egypt, who are trying to forge a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas on the 21st day of fighting. And for more on what it might take to get a lasting ceasefire, we are now joined by Hanan Hashwari. Hashwari is a Palestinian legislator, activist, and scholar who joins us from Ramallah. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good to
be with you, Adora.
How would you describe the status of the ceasefire talks?
Well, the talks are still ongoing, so there's a flurry of activity at all levels. We just had a meeting with Ban Ki-moon. The Israeli foreign minister has gone to the States to see what it can do there. And, of course, the Egyptians have been working very hard with all parties involved, back and forth, to try to hone the Egyptian initiative, which aims at dealing with three issues, basic issues. One, bringing about the ceasefire and an Israeli withdrawal from Gaza, but two, also dealing with the issue of the siege and the crossing points, lifting the siege, opening the crossing points, assuring the borders and having international participation there. And three, dealing with Palestinian domestic realities and attempting a domestic reconciliation among the different political parties and movements in Palestine.
And which do you think is the most critical issue, the most difficult or thorny?
Well, the most critical, of course, is bringing about an immediate ceasefire or a cessation of the Israeli assault on Gaza, because we are losing lives, you know, daily. Israel is killing scores of Palestinians every day. So far, 1,133 Palestinians have been killed, over 5,000 wounded, most of them severely and permanently handicapped. And it's very, very serious. So every minute counts. We need to put an end to this brutal and cruel attack on civilians, men, women, and children. Half of these people killed are women and children, basically, mainly children. So this is of the utmost urgency. But we cannot deal constantly, be brought to deal with the latest Israeli violation, the latest escalation, the latest breakdown. We have to be able to place these things in a political context so that we can end the occupation. Because the major problem is the Israeli military occupation of Palestinian land, be it in the West Bank and Jerusalem or in Gaza.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the most substantive, let's put it that way, the most strategic. But the most urgent is to save lives, is to put an end to this bloodletting, which is immoral and cruel.
And Israel, as you know, has said that they launched this offensive to shut down Hamas's continued firing of missiles into Israel. What will it take for Hamas to agree to a ceasefire?
Hamas, I think, has already agreed to a ceasefire. Well, last year it agreed to a six-month ceasefire, and it adhered to it. I'm not a Hamas member or supporter, but one has to deal with the truth, with facts. They adhered to a ceasefire for 6 months. It was Israel that assassinated about 21 Palestinians in Gaza, 26 in the West Bank, carried out incursions, and then proceeded with the most brutal blockade and siege that deprived the Gazans, the Palestinians in Gaza, from everything, including basic food, medicines, power, electricity, even water now. So, and a blockade, as you know, is an act of war. So while Hamas was trying to maintain a ceasefire and even confronted other factions that attempted to break the ceasefire, for 6 months, Israel absolutely refused and violated it with impunity. And then when Hamas said it doesn't want to renew it unless there are new terms of agreement and Israel will comply, of course, all hell broke loose.
Well, Mrs.
But
Schwartz,
the assault on Gaza was not really a sudden thing. It's been in the making for about 6 months or more, they said.
Well, Mrs. Schwari,
so it has a political objective.
Mrs. Schwari, yes. This is Todd Zwillich, and in terms of the current agreement or the pursuance of an agreement, I want to ask you, everyone from Condoleezza Rice on down has said that the goal is a lasting ceasefire here, what are the chances of reaching a lasting ceasefire when it's clear, reasonably clear, that there's a deadline on this process? That deadline seems to be the inaugural on Tuesday when the United States gets a new president. Is a lasting ceasefire really the goal, or is the deadline Monday night?
I think you've put your finger on it. The timing of this attack was perfectly timed for Israeli elections, for the transition before Obama takes over, before the new administration takes over, and in many ways using the breakdown in the talk.
But if there's a deadline, yes, and you haven't reached a lasting ceasefire threshold, what happens on Monday night?
No, I think there will be a ceasefire, but not a lasting one, because I'll tell you why. We do not see that there can be a lasting ceasefire between an occupying force and an occupied people. If you want peace and you want a cessation of hostilities, then you need to end the cause. You need to end the occupation. That's what we mean when we talk about a lasting ceasefire. End the occupation, bring about a withdrawal.
But you do see the possibility of a ceasefire agreement by Monday.
Yes. No, I think it's in the making. The different parties are agreeing on managing, first of all, not just the ceasefire, but Israeli withdrawal, and then how do we deal with the crossing points and how do we lift the siege from Gaza? What parties are going to be involved? Israel, the U.S. is going to be involved in terms of the Philadelphia area and Egypt.
And that's certainly going to change next week as President Barack Obama takes office. Hanan Ashwari, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.